I bet you $1 million you don't sound as chipper as Mariana Yearam does in the morning. She's from the November Project, by now a really well-known fitness tribe here in Boston.
I am such a morning person. I wake up and the alarm goes off and I wake up and I'm like, good morning, it's the day.
But Mariana's partner does not share her enthusiasm.
Well, my partner hates mornings so much. She's like, shut up, go away, I don't want to get out of bed. So we're polar opposites in that regard.
That is, until Mariana gets her to get up and go to the November Project morning workout in Boston.
She's cranky until we get here, and then she's like, oh yay, I love being here.
Mood is today's topic on The Magic Pill. I'm Carrie Goldberg.
And I'm Dr. Eddie Phillips. But Carrie, it's not just crankiness that exercise can help. It actually improves your mood.
That is true. I recently spoke with Dr. John Rady. He's the psychiatrist who wrote Spark, the revolutionary new science of exercise and the brain.
Exercise is like taking a little bit of Ritalin and a little bit of Prozac.
So you get the focus of a stimulant and the lift of an antidepressant without ever popping a pill.
Just from a little bout of exercise. Absolutely.
I was talking to John Rady recently, and he made the point that this is actually something that we've known about for a very, very long time.
300 years BC, Hippocrates wrote about it as his treatment for bad humors. Take a walk. And if you come back and you're still in a bad way, take another walk.
Eddie, it seems pretty obvious, right? But somehow the idea has just never really stuck as much as you'd think it would.
It's an amazingly powerful effect. I'm always asking my patients, what will it take to get you to exercise? And when I speak to the ones that are doing the exercise, I jump on them and I want to learn. I go, what is it that keeps you exercising? Invariably, their hand starts to move somewhere close to their head and they point and they go, it just makes me feel better. I yell at the kids less. I'm more creative. I'm sleeping better. My mood is better. It's really about how we feel and how it's affecting our thinking and our mood. That's what seems to be compelling us to continue.
So, Eddie, what's the science here? What is exercise actually doing to us that can affect our mood like that?
In the common parlance, we talk about, wow, I'm going to get my runner's high. I got these endorphins going. Yep. Now our understanding goes way beyond. We're actually increasing our serotonin, our norepinephrine. To borrow a phrase, we're dopaminizing. We're increasing the dopamine in our brain. That's the same thing that's released when you eat certain foods and when you have sex and exercising and take drugs. And it's all releasing the same neurochemistry. And it's just from lifting the weights and going for a little run.
And research bears this out, I assume.
Absolutely. To the point that in 2013, the American Psychiatric Association listed exercise as a treatment for depression. And by the way, Michelle Obama is on record saying that she gets depressed if she doesn't get her exercise in.
And John Rady says there's a whole range of mood disorders that get better with exercise.
It goes all the way from mild depression to very extreme depressions.
So interesting. And it reminds me of our colleague, Andrea Aswaje. Under medical supervision, she slowly tapered off her Lexapro and ramped up her exercise with the help of a trainer. So now she's off the meds that she had been taking for anxiety and depression. And really, her only med is pretty much daily exercise.
I am more irritable when I don't exercise. I think my body has maybe become accustomed to that flow of, you know, internal chemicals that would have been caused by a medication, a mood stabilizer. Now I'm kind of producing it and maybe my body expects it.
Okay, but Eddie, I see a catch-22 here. The more stress that you're under or the more you're dealing with anxiety or depression or any other difficult mental state, the harder it's going to be for you to exercise. How do you approach that with your patients?
So that's a really tough question. That's why, for some people, exercise may be only part of the treatment. The medication may be exactly what you need to get out of bed and out of the house. Then the exercise can powerfully augment the treatment. Here's my advice. Don't go it alone. I refer my patients to physical therapists, or perhaps you can get yourself a personal trainer or a family member or a friend to get you moving. And once you're moving, be sure to take stock of how you feel. I have my patients record their moods on a 10-point scale before and after their exercise. Then they can see the difference when they acknowledge moving a couple of points in the right direction on that 10-point scale.
And I do think there's incentive to be able to taper off or not use psych meds because their side effects can be pretty tough.
Yes, the side effects of exercise are actually quite good. But the side effects of the psychiatric medications,
not so much.
They're generally not as positive.
So let me push you on this a little bit, Eddie. Since that's true, isn't exercise really a better option? Like maybe exercise should be the first line treatment for mental health problems.
Yeah. I believe that exercise should be part of any treatment regimen for depression. As a physician, I will tell you, take the medication you've been prescribed and work with your practitioner, like Andrea did. And here's an idea how to combine your exercise and medication. I'm going to tell you, exercise first. Take those pills on a 2-mile walk. At the end of the walk, take a sip of water and take the pills that you've been prescribed. So the combination is the best. Do the exercise, take the medication if you need it. Speaking of different ways to get moving, tomorrow we'll talk about all the workout programs that you can join that are, no joke, free.
Today, we've got a musical mood elevator for you. The song is Downward by Ripe.
As like water, heart like thunder. As like mine, feel a heart like hunger. Start with white wine, now we're in daylight. I keep you crazy, well, you keep me upright. And we were not surprised to find each other's eyes responding to the moment, chasing after what we want to dive in uncharted waters. Tomorrow's a whispered promise too. You kill me with goodbye. And you keep saying, yeah, don't be nervous. Things aren't black or white. But is this only a decision to change your mind? I love you back. This love. We fight every morning. You kiss like a warden. So I'll retreat to memories when I adore you. But we were not surprised to find each other's eyes responding to the moment, chasing after when we wanted to dive in uncharted waters. Tomorrow's a whisper promise till you kill me with goodbye. This love keeps pulling me downward, pulling me downward. Cut both ways when you spend your nights. Oh, so charm, so strange. And I know that there are no straight answers to what should I call this thing I feel. With a wink, he says, these things cut both ways when you spend your nights. Oh, so charm, so strange. And I know that there are no straight answers to what should I call this thing I feel. This love keeps pulling me downward, pulling me downward, pulling me downward. All this love keeps pulling me downward, pulling me downward. This love keeps pulling me downward, pulling me downward. This love keeps pulling me downward, pulling me downward. Pulling me downward, pulling me downward.
Thank you very much.